Yeah, so welcome to the session on Introduction to Ansible Collections. Ansible Collection is supposed to be the future of content delivery, Ansible content delivery. So I'm Ganesh, and he is Abhijit. And let's get started. So the agenda for this session is what is collection, why we need collections in first place in Ansible. Then we'll do a deep dive with collections. Then Abhijit will take over and he will show us a demo on collections. And then if time permits, we'll go through Ansible Galaxy and how we can distribute collections to Ansible Galaxy and a couple of references. So about Abhijit.
So my name is Abhijit Kasurde. I'm a free and open source evangelist. I work for Red Hat. I'm a part of Ansible core team. I primarily work on VMware Ansible modules and cloud related modules. And if I'm not doing that, I'm a co-host for Ansible Pune meetup group, so where we talk about Ansible and related technologies. Yeah.
Okay, so I work as principal software engineer at Ansible, and I work mainly on upstream Ansible project, and my focus is towards Ansible networking. In my past job, I have worked extensively on the network management plane, and I have worked on developing multiple on/off box automation libraries for networking use case. I also co-organize Ansible Pune meetup along with Abhijit, and this is our first time to FirstDim. So what's the collection? So Ansible collection is basically a bundle of Ansible content. So when we say Ansible content, it means all kinds of plugins. If folks have used lookup plugins, filter plugins, then connection plugins, all can be part of Ansible collection. Then all kinds of modules and module utils can be part of Ansible collection. Then roles can also be part of Ansible collection. Roles sit at the top level of the plugins. We'll see that in the later slides. And collections can also include playbooks, but it is still work to be done. And a collection can be referenced using a namespace and a name. So the current problems with collections. So if you have written Ansible roles, you might be aware of some of the problems that are there with Ansible content delivery with roles. So first one is it is a difficult distribution for non-role content. So typically roles are being used to distribute tasks, user tasks, the playbooks, a bunch of playbooks. But if you want to distribute plugins and modules, it is not ideally suited for those kind of use cases. So I'll go through that in a bit more details in coming slides. Then there is plugin / role name collision. So Ansible uses a flat directory structure. And if more than one role have same module name, then there are chances of collision. And there are certain rules that are not very clear about from where Ansible would pick up those modules and plugins. Also with roles, it is difficult to share code among plugins. And with collections, when the content is being moved into collection, the user is owner of that content, who writes the collection, and it can be released and managed independent of the Ansible release cycle. So this is a reference structure between role and collection. So the top level is my org. It is a namespace for both roles and collections. Then for role, inside the role name, there are various plugins. So if you see action_plugins, the naming system is not similar to that of what is used in Ansible core distribution. And it is basically